Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
So while I'm not on the 60 Minutes bandwagon as much as I was back in the day when it felt like an important must-see television program, because I hate the bias that has been injected, in particular from Bill Whitaker on St. Louis covering Kim Gardner, I still watch. You know, it comes on after football, and I'm curious about some of the stories. And I will say that Anderson Cooper did this amazing story about poly markets on Sunday.
Define that for me, please.
Here, I'm going to play a little soundbite from what they said on Sunday, and then I'll have George Rosenthal. But this is where you can place. You know, I talk about underdog fantasy. We have wagering that's now legal in Missouri. You can place wagers on political races and all kinds of things.
This is the main page for Polymarket.
Polymarket's users bet on all kinds of questions.
Fed decision, Bolivia presidential election.
Will Taylor Swift get married this year? When will there be a ceasefire in Ukraine? Who will win the 2028 election?
And how accurate is it?
It's the most accurate thing we have as mankind right now, until someone else creates some sort of super crystal ball.
So somebody, and I might get the number wrong, I thought it was 700,000, but it was a significant amount of money they featured in this story. Somebody won that much money picking J.D. Vance way early for vice president because in their mind, they knew that Trump liked one-syllable names or something like that.
What?
And they were looking at the other alternates, and they weren't one-syllable names, and Vance kind of fit perfectly. And they rolled a bunch of money down and won a ton of money on that. I mean, that's freaking weird, right?
Wow.
So you can do things on here that I find somewhat interesting and fascinating, but it opens up a whole nother can of worms.
Yes, it does.
George Rosenthal from ThrottleNet is with us. He knows a little bit about this, and we welcomed him back into the fray here this afternoon. Hi, George. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks so much for having me on. And yes, for a $4,000 bet, he won $700,000.
Isn't that amazing?
Because he knew how Trump marketed himself, and he knew that Trump did not want any more syllables in his own name because it would take away from his name, and that was an unbelievable bet.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Yeah, so Shane Copeland is the guy that you heard in there, and I thought he was fascinating. And, you know, he talked about how he said there is the most accurate thing we have as mankind right now until someone else creates some sort of...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
super crystal ball, because the poly market is a pretty good indication of how the wind is blowing.
Sure, because you're putting real money down. So, you know, you go to a pollster, and a pollster calls you in your house. You're going to tell them whatever you think you want to hear to get them out of your off your phone or out of your face. This is real money. This is people putting down money. And full disclosure, I put $700 down on the system Kalashi or Kalshi, and I made almost $3,000. And so I bet on Trump way early, way, way early. I put $700 down and made $3,000 on Kalshi. So it is real. It's different, though, than regular sports betting. So you're not betting against the house, so to speak. So all of the questions are either yes or no. So it's very binary. You have a yes or no choice. If you win, you're taking the money of those who were wrong. So the house is specifically just getting a transaction fee, kind of like a brokerage house. So when you buy a stock, you know, so-and-so brokerage house takes a fee. And then, of course, if you sell your stock, you're going to get the money, but they also take another fee on the sell. Same thing happens here. So you're not betting against the house. You're betting on basically what you think is going to happen. But the odds are in real time, and it changes so, so quickly. And the things you can bet on are unbelievable. You can bet on the weather in some areas. You can bet on the categories are unreal, like geopolitics, tech. For instance, if you click on tech, you can bet on when SpaceX is going to launch the next rocket and what the payload may be. You can bet on anything you can possibly imagine. Now, keep in mind, this is gambling. I mean, you're betting, and if you lose your money. So you got to be really careful with this. But to give you a real-world example, right now, Maduro in Venezuela, there's a bet right now. Yep. Do you think Maduro will be out by December 31st? That's a yes or no. Or do you think he'll be out by March 31st? So the wager right now, if you put $100 down and you say he'll be out by March 31st, you'll win $243. So you'll be up $143 on a $100 bet if you think Maduro is out by March. Now, the one that's really fascinating is the House of Representatives in 2026. So the Republican Party is down 22% to 78% Democrat. And if you put $100 right now on the Republican Party and they do keep the House, you'll win $434. So you'll be up $334 on a $100 bet right now.
Yeah.
And obviously, as that gets closer, then everything starts to change. That's why these polls are going to be null and void. You have hedge funds and major markets now analyzing these poly markets because it's real money and people are analyzing and doing the research before they put the bet down. So this is a heck of a lot more accurate than any poll will be. And there's right now there's two major, you know, players. It's Kalshi, K-A-L-S-H-I, and of course Polymarket, that just got valued at $9 billion on the marketplace. So it's fascinating.
So what is the legality of this right now? In you know, when you say you do this, now we have sports wagering that finally became, you know, legal. It's been a long haul. But you know, you even have weird things, and I have to check this out. I'm a big horse racing guy, right? Well, the sports wagering is different. I was blocked last year, the last couple of years, from using an app that I used for years, betting on the Kentucky Derby and other horse races, because they shut it down and they wouldn't allow it here in Missouri. So there are particulars, and they shut you down, and they, you know, I think Polymarket even had to move some of these things offshore to make it legal for them to produce the winnings, et cetera. But how does it work for the wagers?
Yes. So they did get pushed offshore, but they just now came back on. And because Trump administration is all in favor of this. So Eric Trump has now put $10 million into Polymarket, and he was already on the board and an investor in Kalshi. So they are full on in, which is why this is now given full licensure. And here's how it works. You're not betting, again, against a house. You're buying shares. And this is how they got around the loophole initially. You're buying shares in a potential stock that you can then sell once the decision comes down.
Yeah.
And your winnings are technically called a dividend.
Yes. Okay.
So that's how they got around this whole thing. That was prior to it being legal, which then, of course, during the Biden administration, they didn't like that. So they kicked Polymarket out of the country and fined him $1.4 million or something like that. And they raided his house with the FBI and so forth. But the way this is it's considered you're buying a share of stock in this particular wager. It's kind of a kind of a gray area, Mark.
So they say that $3.6 billion was wagered on the question of who is going to be the next president of the United States. And what was interesting is, you know, the polling was very close in the final month of the campaign. We didn't know what was going to happen. The Polymarket was very clear, though, because when the pollsters were saying too close to call, Polymarket said 70-30 for Trump. Now, what he said, Mr. Copeland said the other night, that doesn't mean that 70% of the people are voting. It's not like a poll. It's going to say who's going to win. So 70% of people think that Trump's going to win, and they were the winners. So it is a little different than polling, and that's why maybe it's a little bit more accurate.
Absolutely, yes. And there's real money behind it. Now, of course, Mark, with everything good or anything kind of fun, if you want to bring some fun into politics or geopolitics, anything fun always comes to negatives. Of course, you have betting on disasters. Okay, right now there's bets out there right now as to when is the next California wildfire and how much damage will it cause. There's things out there about tragedies. When's the next school shooting? There's all kinds. There's more than 10,000 active bets on just Polymarket. That doesn't even count Kelsey. So there is a downside because you're able to put wagers on very, very bad things happening. And basically make money from it. So yes, there are bad things. I think a lot of that will be regulated as this goes along because you'll incentivize people to put down large bets and then go out and commit something heinous in order to make that money. Kind of like the insider NBA and the insider gambling thing going on right now in sports.
Yeah, yeah.
I think this could start something like that. So keep an eye on regulation on these poly markets. I just because of the negative things that can be bet on. But, otherwise, it's a lot of fun. It makes politics and geopolitics a little more interesting when you have a couple hundred bucks down and you're waiting to see what happens. But
see,
I've
never done this. And, I sports wager quite a bit. And, I did quite well on Albert Pujols in the home run chase a couple years ago. My wife and I, my friend in Las Vegas, we got in on that with some really great odds. And thankfully, he hit as many home runs as he did. But I've never messed around with anything like this. And as much as I feel I know about wagering, this kind of caught me off guard when I saw the story the other night. And I love this kid, Shane Copeland, who was featured. These tech guys are very unique. He didn't seem as awkward as some of the tech guys. And he had a really good personality, but his story is amazing. He goes to New York University. His freshman year is when COVID hits. He drops out and he basically says, I'm going to launch something called Polymarket as a place for people to bet on current events. Actually, I don't know if he dropped out, but COVID hit and he was looking for something, I guess, to do. And that's when he came up with it.
You guys, what's the downside of this, right? I mean, people are cheating in sports and doing
things. That's what he just said. It could be.
Could people really do that, though? I mean, really, would they do it for this?
Yeah,
well,
because hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Wildfires. Yeah. I mean, if you've put a bunch of money down and there's wildfires and you have somebody go out and set a fire,
There are
some dangerous areas for it, but it's fascinating what you can bet on. The number one YouTube streamer in the world, obviously, is Mr. Beast. You can go out and bet on different videos that he's about to produce.
Good grief.
Any topic you can think of. 10,000 plus more bets out there.
Yeah, it says, so there's 15 categories, politics, culture, sports, finance. Within each, there are questions, around 10,000. With events for people to bet on.
10,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy,
they're all yes and no.
I bet no only. I bet there's one about Pete Hegseth right now.
I'm sure there
is. Will Pete Hegseth still be the war secretary by the end of the year? There's probably stuff because they keep it pretty current with events as well.
Oh, absolutely. It's all in real time. And what's wild is even if you don't put a dollar in, it's fascinating to turn it on once a day and just look at how the odds and the percentages are changing on certain topics. And then if you watch mainstream news and then compare it to what you're seeing on this app, it's fascinating. It really is. It's something fun to do. You're having your cup of coffee and you want to check out what's going on in the world. You can see what humanity is betting on. And this is global. I mean, you can see you can bet on Irish elections and elections and happenings in Great Britain and Australia and all over the world. So it really is something neat to see and then compare it to what you're hearing on the news.
But it's easy to hook up. Like, you have no issues with a bank account and depositing money.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything was allowed there.
Yeah, and I was a little shaky at first. Kelsey was brand spanking new. This was during the last election. But I did it, and it was not a problem at all. It was very secure, all encrypted. I deposited $700 just to see what would happen. And I was way early in on the election and ended up winning just under 3,000. It was like $2,900. I mean, it was pretty fascinating to see. But I'll tell you what, it sure made election night even more exciting. When you're looking at your bet, trying to see what actually happens. So,
wow.
I only do that just for fun. And that's what the whole part of this is to make it a little more entertaining. You know, it's always fun to put a little money on the Broncos and hope that they can pull it out. And this year they have.
All right, so. Let me give you a real-time opportunity here. If you will send me $700, to have that, you can bet on what the audio cut of the day will be here in about 5 minutes. And I'll send you my Venmo, and you make the pick, and we'll see if you cash out on those odds. Okay, George?
All right, I like it.
Hey, this is fascinating. Thank you so much. This was great stuff. I appreciate
it.
Okay, take care.
Great talking to you guys.
George Rosenthal from Throttle.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.